Trav, Abby and Matt. Hit 105.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Hello, Stav. Hey, Abby. They're not here today. And if you are a regular podcaster of the show, you would know that they always hang shit on me for FOEF, which stands for Off Early Friday. On a Friday, we leave the show early because it's Friday. No one works late on a Friday. Today is Tuesday, and they've already left. They left at 8:30 today because they had to get a flight. We're going to a TV commercial shoot in Melbourne today. I opted to get the later flight so I could stick around and actually do work. Abby and Stav wanted to go to Melbourne early. Abby's catching up with their friend. Stav is catching up with his friend. His friend's name is Schooner. So I think he's catching up with a few of his friends, if I'm completely honest with you. But let's not hold that against him because we all have to work till 9 o'clock tonight. Anyway, good show today. The usual laughs and lols. Good times. Great music. You don't get to hear any of the music because we cut it out for the podcast. Let's get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Rogers has got an intercept here. Matt Rogers.
Yeah, Matty Rogers was one of the champions on Survivor. Got dogged. stabbed in the back.
Yes, I agree.
Could have saved himself. You had the pendant.
Idol, yeah,
an idol. A bit cocky.
Overconfident.
Yeah, probably a little bit, but, you know, it's real easy watching it.
Yeah.
Than being in it.
Yeah.
Sitting there, there's a bit of time between when you cast your vote and then Jonathan comes back and he's going to read the votes.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
I was just probably a bit tired. It sort of woke me up when Sean sort of got up and played the idol for me.
Yeah.
And Benji was just, he was switched onto it because he knew it couldn't go down that way.
Yeah. Do the producers get involved, like, on The Bachelor? You know how you can tell on The Bachelor they tell them secrets?
Like,
not when there's $500,000. Well, I didn't tell me anything. I wish I had it.
You could be like any of the Bachelor contestants, so I'd just say, it's editing. It's editing that made it look that way.
No, credit to Benji. I know he's... definitely on my page he's getting a bit of hate, but he's a good guy and he's just trying to play the game.
Yeah.
I don't hold any grudges towards anyone in the game. I had a good time. I loved it. And, if Sean maybe had given me some insight prior to Tribal Council, then I probably would have played my idol.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
And when
yeah.
Benji said it's going to be a split vote, I thought there's five of them. I know it's four of our votes are going to Brian, so if they split the vote, then the worst case is going to be a revote.
Yeah, did you expect it to be that hard? Like, now do you feel like you can go to your kids and rather than saying, like, my footy days, you can go, when I was on Survivor, like, I know what it's like to just go through tough times.
Yeah, I didn't find it that hard, to be honest. I
mean, holiday?
You're just tired and hungry.
Yeah.
But I felt good. I didn't feel like, I did lose a lot of weight. I lost about 13 kilos, so I lost a lot of weight. But
put it all back on the weekend on your bender, though.
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
that's what happens
when you catch up with guys you haven't seen for 25 years. But, it wasn't as hard physically as it was emotionally.
Yeah.
And when I say emotionally, it's not even the emotion of the game. It's just the emotion of home. I've got a young family and, being away from them. And that sort of plays on your mind a lot. And we had a lot. We still do have a lot going on in our life. Sure. So, I sort of left Chloe, my wife, with, a big project on our plate and sort of just left. And it was hard to sort of forget it. And I tried to sort of shut it out.
Yeah.
But it was just, that was the thing that played on my mind a lot.
Can I ask you, as a ex-footy player, you would have seen a lot of Mad Mondays and stuff. What do you think about the stuff that went down with the Bulldogs and the 250,000 fine and what's going on there?
It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, they weren't in the public, but the public saw it.
Based
on what people, photographed. So... I think they were trying to do the right thing, but they just didn't think clearly enough about being out of the public eye. If they want to carry on like that, go to someone's home and shut the doors.
But what about you then, catching up with old footy mates,
like
on the weekend?
Yep.
I doubt you had a big one.
Yep.
What do you guys do? Do you go, consciously, we probably shouldn't be seen throwing up out in the boardwalk like the Bulldogs were? Like, do you guys have to...
I'm certainly no angel, but I've always kept myself coherent enough to know what was going on and don't do anything stupid. Yeah.
So, clothes on, not vomiting, not doing anything wrong.
Clothes on most of the time. And not vomiting where people can see. That's probably, you know.
It's 101.
Yeah, it really is. Mad Monday 101. Yeah. Don't take your clothes off and don't spew in public.
Well, we were talking to Parker once, Corey Parker. He's been on the show regularly, and he said that he's the same, but he had at his house one day to keep it all out of the public eye, and there was a helicopter above his house trying to get photos.
Wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about the media nowadays is they're looking for that sort of stuff because it just, it's just easy to write about. And I think it's, you know, it's easy for journalists to write stories that, that paint, you know, our I guess, athletes in a bad light. You know, they get a lot of, they get a lot of clicks online.
It's clickbait,
You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, we all click.
It's just the way it is, you know, and players need to be smarter about it. And, you know, the reality is in this day and age, you know, the game's changed. If I did what my dad did when he played, I wouldn't have had a career.
Yeah.
But if players now did what we did when I started, they probably wouldn't have a career.
Yeah. But it's also, not that
we're doing the wrong thing, but no, it's just what's perceived as the wrong thing.
I don't think they had maybe Facebook or maybe Snapchat where they were sending photos of their junk to other people.
I had retired 8 years
ago. Remember when he used to paint your weekend up on the cave wall and go, look what he did.
I wrote on a tablet and hieroglyphics.
I was thinking you mentioned your dad, Vera.
Oh, we got a good story. Send the homie picture.
Good smother.
He's going to get there on Tuesday.
Let's just bar in this awkwardness for one more second.
And then you can hop in your car, which is in the disabled
spot. Go back
to
Survivor. I was an idiot. I should have played my idol.
You should have, mate. But, hey, look, you did a great job. Survivor Champions versus Contenders. It's back tonight, 7:30 on 10. Matty Rogers, a pleasure, buddy. Nice to see you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Now.
Guess the tool or be a tool.
It's Scotty Two Hotties'
secret sound.
For C&L Tools Megastore Banyo.
Where you want to buy tools, not talk to one.
It's the radio first, never been played anywhere else in the world ever, that's taking the world by storm, and it's all from the mind of our very own Scotty Two Hottie, Abby's partner and the host of Tradie Chat Tuesday, and recently, Instagram influencer.
Yes.
Good morning, Scotty.
Oi, how are we, guys?
We are good.
That's the way, Stabby, that's the way.
Seedsman17, by the way, if you want to follow Scotty on Instagram, he's up to 1,684 followers.
Jesus, there we go. There's another 300 from yesterday.
Yeah, well done.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, but you should see the photos he wants to post. Mm-hmm. He wants,
I'll be your manager, Scotty. I only take 45% cost GST.
Mate, you being my manager. Mate, you haven't even got me any cut from the feet saga. What's happening there, bud?
From the what side?
You should explain that, the feet. He was going to be my manager to take photos of my... you know, if I explain it, it doesn't even sound better, so I don't know what I'm doing.
There was people on the internet who liked Abby's feet, and I wanted to sell her feet to foot fetish people.
You did take a photo of my feet yesterday, Maddie Acton.
What do you think?
Why did you do that?
Driving a Ferrari.
Hang on a second.
Anyway,
I reckon Maddie's taking a full 100% cutty.
Scotty.
Something's going on, I reckon, Ab.
You play us a power tool. The people on the phone have to guess the power tool in your hand to win a $100 voucher.
That is very true. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here I'm going to make the noise. Just bear with me. You hear that?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yep, I recognise that one.
You do? Okay.
It's Scotty's tool he used, right?
Mine's silent. Hey, Ryan in Bean Lee, what do you think it is?
Can I hear that one again, please?
Okay. Give it to me.
All right, hang on, son. Hang on. It's a pretty easy one, I reckon.
Ryan.
You reckon?
Probably an angle grinder or something.
What'd you say, Ryan?
He said
angle grinder?
Bingo, bango, your name's Ryan. You!
That's a great catchphrase. It was a grinder, Ryan. Well done.
Well done.
Oh, cheers for that, yeah.
First time. Usually it takes about 28 callers, so...
Yeah, I'm not much of a builder. I'm more of a teacher, so it's a good guess.
Yes.
I always recognise
the grinder. It's very loud. So shout out to our neighbours this morning because I know they like to sleep in.
Scotty, I didn't know you were on grinder, mate.
That's my other website. I'm quite well at.
Are you still seedsman on Grindr? Good on you, buddy. There it is.
I'm called Seedy One.
Seedy One. All right. For C&L Tools, Megastore, Banyo, where you want to buy tools, not talk to one. Good on you, Scotty.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
13 10 60, get on for first calls. Anything you want to chat about?
Kerry in North Lakes, what do you want to discuss?
Hi, I was just ringing about yesterday morning. You were talking about medical research and signing up for medical research.
Yeah, doing trials.
Exactly. I myself had signed up. I've never actually participated in one, but I was curious as to how much money you could make and what these things would be for. And three that sort of stuck out in my mind, there was one that had to do with anti-inflammatory drugs, and you got, I think it was about $800 for that one.
Right. Yeah.
There was another one that I read information on for medical cannabis.
Okay.
Do it for free?
Involved, yeah. you got, there was hospital stays involved in that, obviously. I think you had to spend about 2 weeks in hospital because maybe. But the clincher was hookworm, where you could actually potentially be infested with hookworm and maybe or maybe not get the placebo or the real thing.
Oh, my God. Wow. You'd have itchy bum for that long. And you, oh, my goodness.
But that one from memory was somewhere between $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, well, yeah,
it was insane.
Yeah, I'd do that for an itchy bum.
If I was doing hookworm, I'd say I want to do hookworm and cannabis at the same time. That's the only way you'll get me in.
I don't think it might affect one study, might affect the other.
Hey, is anything itching?
Thanks,
nah,
Kerry.
Man, I'm sweet.
did you do any of them, Kerry?
No, I didn't. Only because they did. Most of them did involve hospital stays and, you know, being, you know, a mum and what have you. I couldn't. My children at home.
I want to see that one guy who's got the medical cannabis one, and the whole time he's like, "Yeah, man, this is so cool." Yeah. And then I go, "By the way, you had a placebo." What?
Tudor, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Right. What's going on?
Oh, guys, I'm not going to give you hookworm, but I'm going to tell you about Walk for Awareness that's coming up on Sunday, the 7th of October. So for Mental Health Week, it's kicking off on Sunday the 7th. It's the start of Queensland's Mental Health Week, and we're inviting everyone down.
Yeah, Maddie and I are going to be doing it, and we did invite Stav. He did say that he was busy for this one, just to put that one out. But, you know, Maddie and I are going to be walking because it's an amazing cause. But, so we're going to be able to make the 8Ks. It's just Maddie just got out of a moon boot and I'm a bit waddling, but we're dedicated to it.
No, guys, it really is it's a fantastic cause. It's it's Mental Health Month in Queensland. It's our 8th year. We started it 8 years ago with just a tribute walk to two of our friends, and we got about 110 people down. And then 8 years later, this on Sunday the 7th, we're expecting close to probably 3,000 people, and we'll raise over $200,000 in that short period of time. And the great thing, all the money raised outside of the sponsorship, 100% of it we give away to frontline mental health charities who are in the trenches doing great work in Brisbane. And we give it all away just to continue the fight against breaking the taboo and creating more awareness for mental health here in Queensland.
That's great.
And where can people sign up?
Yeah, great. So if everyone can join as a team or an individual at walkforawareness.org.au. That's walkforawareness.org.au, Sunday the 7th of October.
Good stuff, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. For a better way to buy or sell a car, southsideautoauctions.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Box. Alpha
Box. Another $200,000 to be given away this week. Every time Alpha Box plays, 10 grand is on the line. 7 a.m. is your first game, 8 a.m. your second, then all day up until Carrie and Tommy. Let's give away some cash.
We have from Burp and Gary, first time on air. Royce, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What a cool name. Yeah, we're good. Congratulations on getting through, finally.
Oh, sweet. Thank you very much.
You know, if you get all 10 right, you get the $10,000, $50 for each correct one. And so pass if you can't think quickly. But, of course, each answer needs to start with the letter that you're about to be given.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, let's see how you roll, Royce. The letter for today is H for happy.
Yeah.
And your time, we'll start with the first question. Name a city.
Pass.
Name a sweet food.
Pass.
Name something in the bathroom.
Hot water.
Name a character from a TV series.
Hugo.
Name a sport.
Hockey.
Name an instrument.
Pass.
Name a body part.
Hat.
Name something in that name.
Oh, Royce, the pressure got you, didn't it, man?
I think it's as soon as you pass on the first one.
I've been going since I passed 3 this morning.
Oh, Royce. You're doing great. For a body part, did you say...
Hat?
Hat.
Is it stitched to your head surgically?
Oh, I love you. You got $150.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I think as soon as you pass, you start freaking out. Name a city, you could have had Hobart for a sweet food, honey, and, yeah, for an instrument, you could have had harp or harmonica, and for a body part, hand or head.
All good. Had a go anyway.
Yeah, well done. $150.
$150. Well done, mate.
Good stuff, buddy. That's still some sweet cash. Another $10,000 on the line at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening to Ask for a Better Way to Buy or Sell a Car. SouthsideAutoAuctions.com.au is the place to go. Stick around. We are still trying to track down Dutton to see if he wants our leftover tickets to R&B Friday Live. They were offered to ScoMo, the Prime Minister.
ScoMo's got Fat Man Scoops tickets, so he doesn't need yours anymore.
He's going backstage with him. So we thought, Peter Dutton, he'll want to come to the Brisbane show, won't he?
Of course he will.
Oh, he listens to R&B like all the time.
All the time. It's his only music he listens to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even on digital, he's got urban hits rolling out.
That and classical.
Right.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Something going on in my life that I would like to chat about. That's okay with everybody?
No.
I know. Why you ask permission?
Of course it is.
You know that he's nervous when he's asking permission.
Of course it is.
Just a little bit of your time, please.
Just a little bit of your time. This is something I'd like to say. Look, you guys know I'm a comedian.
Yes.
But what you might not know about it is, rightly or wrongly, I pride that part of myself above everything else in my life. I mean, I love my wife and I love my daughter. I love lots of things very, very deeply. But if I'm honest, if you take away my ability to be funny and make people laugh, I would be completely lost in life. I'm only the husband I am every day because I can make my wife laugh.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
You've written notes, which always makes me scared because I know how serious you take this.
Yeah. Okay. I'm only the father I am to my daughter because when things get tough, I can still make light of the situation. Humor gets me through every single day, really. Sometimes I can be at my lowest point when other people less fortunate than me would do something drastic. But for some reason, something deep inside me from somewhere I can't explain will say, yeah, jump, you'll probably just land on a city cat and get fined for not having a go-card. And I'll laugh at myself and keep walking. What I'm saying is comedy literally keeps me alive. But lately I've been second-guessing that, doubting it. And I haven't changed, but I think the world has, really. I believe that anything can be funny. Any topic in the world, you can do jokes about racism, sexism, even the most taboo topics, as long as it's funny. And yes, sometimes those jokes will offend people, but that's what makes comedy so exciting and brave and courageous. You're putting yourself out there on a huge limb and saying, I think this will make you laugh, but I have no idea if it actually will till I say it and hear your reaction. Well, I've lost my page. I have no idea what your situation is, what your upbringing is, what was like, what you've been through to get to the point till you hear my jokes. All I have is everything that I've been through, and that's where I'm coming from. I never set out to harm or hurt or belittle anybody, but comedy is always subjective, and you never know who may be offended. On the few rare occasions people have been insulted by a joke I've made, if I've been made aware of it, I've always gone out of my way to talk to them about it and explain where I was coming from and apologize. Not for the joke, but for the fact that the joke upset them. And 90% of the time, everything's worked out fine. But recently, something has changed. The world is different. And this is what happened. I was supposed to be doing a comedy gig for charity to raise money for a charity called One Girl. And everyone on the bill was required to wear a dress. Now, someone took to Facebook to complain that there were no females on the bill and that a man wearing a dress is sexist. 388 comments of slander, crudity, and lies later, the gig got cancelled. Now, there's a few points here. The charity is called Do It In A Dress, for God's sakes. Yes, there were no women on the show, but the show's been running for 4 years and plenty of women have been involved. Hell, my wife was the MC last year. Men and women have been dressing as each other on stage for years, and sure, some people do it for the wrong reasons, but our intent was never to belittle anybody or to be the footy show. It was a gimmick to get more people to the show in order to help the charity raise money. All I'm saying is, I guess, all I can do is what I consider to be funny, but in this day and age, I could be sued, ostracized, abused, vilified for it, but I'm not going to change. And I guess that's what comedy has always been about. I just feel sorry for the African girls that won't get the money that we would have raised. But I guess if they're lucky, Angelina Jolie will adopt them. Yeah.
That, yeah.
That probably offended you. And if it did offend you, 0434 881 663 is my number. If I ever say anything on the show that offends you, give me a call and we'll chat about it.
So you're struggling a little bit because this has been on your mind for a couple of days. We've been talking about it off the air.
Yeah.
You're frustrated at the fact, from what I've picked up in our conversations, you're frustrated that something good is going to happen through men wearing a dress and having a comedy night. And it's going to raise money, as you said, for African girls. But people who are more concerned of being keyboard warriors and getting on a high horse have stopped something great happening.
Yes.
I was talking about this yesterday with someone, and I know you say that comedy is an issue that I feel like you at the moment have a conscience about it, which is different than a lot of comedians as well, because they stand up there, and there's a lot of comedians I know that actually don't care what your reaction is. The problem that's happened with this, and you know I'm not a fan, is it's gone on social media.
Yes.
And it's gone on Facebook, yes. And you have read every comment, and every other comment has been attached to you because you're on the bill, which I understand. But when it comes to it, a girl that took offence is a female comedian who wants to get her name out there as well and has found it hard because being a female comedian, you would know as your wife, it can be a little bit harder. So I think that that's why she's taken offence for her personal reasons and it's gone on social media and people made more of a big deal. Do you think there is a way where people could just go, we're actually doing it, it's a good cause?
Calm down.
No,
calm down.
Someone actually contacted the charity and complained to them and said that we were being homophobic, transgenderphobic, and sexist, and they canned the entire charity gig.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, they pulled it. And there was fear that there was going to be protesters out front. Yeah. And I'm at the point there where I haven't done stand-up in about 8 months since the world has become very different. I'm not going to change my material, but some of my material could get me in trouble. And in this day and age, a lot of trouble.
Do you find when you make jokes, and I find it with stuff I say even on this radio show, is that an apology isn't good enough?
Yes.
So if someone says that offended me, and you say, oh, I'm sorry. That was not the intent of that. That doesn't matter that you've apologized.
No.
Because they want to take you down. Is that the fear that you're
saying? People just want to get their opinion across regardless of if their opinion is healthy or constructive or I left the group that was making all the comments because it was just not.
But when you say a joke with fear, then it's not a joke anymore.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of comedians, I guess, that will go, I don't care what your reaction is. I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm doing it to be funny.
Yeah.
So at the moment, you've got this real conscience about stuff, which is affecting.
Which is unusual.
No, it's not unusual.
You are a
it's
nice guy.
It's unusual, but you're a nice guy. Like, I'll say that there's a lot of comedians that I've worked with that actually don't care. And I can be honest with you, going on, have you been paying attention? Those comedians say some stuff that is awful and they don't care because it's a funny show and your reaction is your reaction and I'm going to say it.
But I think that's a lot of old school comedians too, because the time is now, as Stav is saying, is. That joke that was funny 5 years ago and it was like tore the roof off. You say it now, it only takes one person you've been making that joke for 5 years to ruin your life. We've got a few calls coming in on this one. If you want to join in, 131060 is the number.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
We just chatted about my feelings about a gig that I was supposed to be doing, but it got canned because of social justice warriors on Facebook. Just basically the state of comedy in general. I'm a bit worried about performing at the moment because you just never know who you're going to offend and then what they're going to do now in the times that we're alive with that offence that they may have taken.
Phones have gone ballistic on this one. 131060 is our number. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Great. Good.
I just want to phone in and support Stav because I think he's 100% right. We're not allowed to make a joke anymore. And let's face it, a joke is taking the mickey out of someone.
Yeah.
And people are offended when the joke is about them. You know, we've forgotten what humour is these days. You know, we're not allowed to say anything. And the problem is we're going to be in a world where we're not allowed to laugh and we're going to end up in some new society where people are going to rebel. Like, look what happened to communism and everything else, extremism everywhere else in the world. The irony is people are leaving their countries to come to our country where they've got some freedom and here we are, we're not allowed to say anything. You know, it's ridiculous. So I'm 100% behind you, Stav. I understand your pain. And I believe there's a lot of people out there that are also sick of this cotton wool world that we're creating.
Mm. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Well said.
We've got Michael in Mitchelton.
Yep. Hey, guys. Just love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
I support Stav as well. I'm a stay-at-home dad that has medical issues and I love hearing the comedy and that you guys do, and it's becoming a day where everybody's being vilified for their careers. Mm. And it sucks. Absolutely sucks. I mean, the comedy makes me laugh every day.
Yeah, mm. It's kind of like we use, like, bad situations. You actually get through them by making it a funny one. Yeah.
Well, I certainly do. Yeah.
And it doesn't change the situation. It just means that you can take a different approach to it.
The most interesting thing, Michael, is, and how do you feel when people get offended, they don't want the apology. What they want to do is they're not happy until they've ruined the life and the career of the person who's offended them.
Well, that's what it's coming down to these days. It's their livelihood. And I love going to places like the comedy club and that. And over the years, I've seen the caliber of the comedians change because they have to change themselves and what they laugh at and that. It's wrong.
Yes. Sarah, what do you think about it?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'm really disgusted that the show had to get cancelled over this. I mean, I feel like we're always giving in to these people that have a whinge, and it's not okay, because the more they get away with it, the more it becomes accepted. And this shouldn't be the way the world is. I mean, to laugh is the best medicine. You can't take that away from people. It's just wrong.
It's like people want to get attention by doing outrage online.
Mm. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what you say. If you don't agree with their opinion, then you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm not any of those things. You're not any of those things. But they want to paint this big picture of people that's totally incorrect because they have an opinion that differs from someone else's. But their opinion, just because they've got one, doesn't mean they shut down the rest of the world. Yeah. It doesn't work like that. Australian humour is based on putting shit on people. That is it.
You're right, Sarah. There is my wife, when she teaches it, she always says, and it is a very good point, you should always punch up when you're making a joke at someone. You punch people above you, not people below you, because that's easy when you do it to people below you. But some people do.
But it's like all the lines have been divided now.
And you have that other thing too, where, like, if I do a joke about someone in a wheelchair, say, which I don't, but if I did, and then I see someone in the audience in a wheelchair, a lot of comedians wouldn't do that joke. And I always say, if you wouldn't do that joke in front of the person that you're making fun of, then you shouldn't have that joke in your act in the first place, you know?
We need to take both sides of every argument on this show. Peter joins us from Ashgrove. Hi.
Hi. I absolutely support Stav, and I think it's dreadful that people are being vilified on social media. But I think that the world is trying to find a new equilibrium after the Harvey Weinstein and these dreadful things that have happened. Mm. I think the world's trying to find a new way to do things. It's not going well because people are taking it too far. But I think in the long run, we're going to have a better place.
Yeah, you could be right there, actually. It is a very sort of, it's all up in the air at the moment. It hasn't all landed back down yet. You know, we still
There's
don't
not
know.
Enough common sense prevailing.
It's not enough common sense, but I can see that Peter does have a point when we kind of go, well, you know, you fight for equal pay and stuff like that. So there is a fine line between going, we're trying to get the balance right, and the sexual harassment. So I do, you do have a point, Peter.
There is a point. Sometimes in the quest for equality, there can be inequality in other areas.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I look forward to having this argument many more times over on this radio show over our next few years.
And we'll put it on Facebook.
Yes.
You should do a stand-up show about it.
About this incident?
Yes.
The most politically incorrect stand-up show ever, where you pay to get offended.
Oh, now, that's a good idea.
There's and if I'm not offended, I get my money back.
Yes.
I'm offended because I agreed with everything you just said.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Cash Confessions.
Cash Confessions time. This is your chance to listen in on someone else, how they spend their money, and compare and go, am I wasting?
Yes.
Could I be further ahead, or do I really need to just spend more money because I'm being a Scrooge?
And our jaw dropped because we were joined by a guy that earns
600K.
And we were just shocked. And I think your jaw might drop for other reasons with this, because we're joined by a single mother who's living on $26,000 a year. She's a medical receptionist. Ebony, good morning.
Morning, guys.
So you're also studying as well?
Yes, studying nursing degree.
And do you own a house?
I do, with my ex-partner, so we're in the current process of trying to sell such a house.
Right. Oh, okay, right. Sure. So at the moment you're still paying repayments?
Yes. Yeah.
So we have your bank statement in front of us. We're going to go over all of this now. I'm sure, Ebony, there's a lot of people listening going, are things really tough?
Things aren't tough as such. Like, I have a little girl, so most of the time she comes first. So I feel like I'm ever missing out on anything. She doesn't think that she's missing out on anything. She gets, basically spoiled. She's normal as any other kid. And it's basically more just about her. And I made the commitment, obviously, when I had her, to put her first. And just what I've done. And
well done.
Going back to uni this year, I meant that I had to drop my hours right back at work.
Yeah. And you're the one that's maybe sacrifices your life. And even we've got alcohol, you've got not applicable. You don't drink?
I occasionally drink, but not that often. I don't obviously go out and party and stuff like that. So, and if I do go out, I will obviously drive because I have to be home for my daughter. Mm.
So including the government benefits are probably around about 18?
No. So I don't really get much from the government. I actually have a eyelash extension business that I run, that I'm a mobile business. Right. So I do that obviously when my daughter's at kinder.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. My favourite here is entertainment. You're very honest about this. You say you mooch off your family for Spotify. So, well done.
So we have a deal. So I have a Netflix account. One of my sisters has a Stan account. One has a Spotify account. And we all just sort of intermingle and
perfectly
share off each other. But
even the rich people we've spoken to are doing the same thing. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Can I ask, with the government side of it, when I met my wife, she was a single mum. And she had things like childcare was very cheap. She had free healthcare and stuff. Are they the kind of benefits that you're receiving?
I do get discounted kinder fees for my daughter, which is a bonus because obviously she wouldn't be able to go otherwise, which was part of my reason of going back to uni this year, which because I was obviously able to get that discounted rate, it meant that she could go to kinder this year. So she starts prep next year. And obviously all that stuff will sort of drop off. But yeah, so that, and obviously she's a severe asthmatic, so obviously having to pay for her medication, which is obviously discounted, which is a bonus.
Yeah.
You are studying to be a nurse, though. Can I ask why you haven't applied to be able to get off study?
It's actually not worth it. So I would lose my childcare benefit and stuff like that. So it kind of outweighs it in a sense.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Coffee, also, you never buy coffee out, it's saying here.
Drink coffee.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good saving. It adds up.
And groceries, you spend $150 a week?
Yeah, roughly, depending on what we need. So never more than $150.
So that's for you and your daughter?
About to $80,
$80
a week. But sometimes, obviously, those essentials come in and you have to obviously get the extras.
Have you found, Ebony, now being a single mum, you've surprised yourself on how far you can make your money go?
I think with the help of family. So if I didn't have the help of my family, I obviously wouldn't be able to do what I do. Mm. And with doing that, it means that I've obviously been able to cut back on work and things like that. So I do get to spend more time with my daughter now than I did before. So prior to actually being a single parent, I actually worked almost full-time hours.
Right.
Yeah.
From her being 4 months on. So it wasn't obviously a nice thing to be doing, missing out on all that time. But
once you do sell the house, what is your goal?
So my parents have a lovely little property up at Mudgee Beach, and they're open to me building a granny flat on the front so I can obviously live debt-free, and then I won't have any debt to my name. So I own my car outright, and then obviously I'll be able to pay that off fully, and then just pay them obviously electricity and water,
and then just save.
And then you're moving into nursing once you finish study and want to graduate in cosmetic surgery and injectables.
Yeah,
so I don't think you're going to be out of business.
No.
I kind of want to go into like the reconstructive side of helping more than obviously the fake lips and boosted eyebrows sort of style of it.
Oh, well, Ebony, we really appreciate it. $26,000 each year is what you're living on as a single mum. You're working, you're studying, and hearing the way you spend your money makes me look very much inward and think I need to pull my head in.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's good.
Ebony. It's for the better. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much, Ebony.
No worries, guys. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, too,
and good luck with your study.
Thank you.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Nope. Nope, it is not.
Never.
I'm not saying sorry now.
Oh, there you get apology accepted.
No. Okay, so Nick
Cummins beating yourself up.
Is on The Bachelor, and Matty had this stupid reason why he thought that he didn't find love on the show.
Let's go back. Around about a month, I would say. I've been banging on about this. Nick Cummins, The Bachelor, does not fall in love. He is not with a girl. He is 110% still single. Everything you are watching is going to end in heartbreak in a couple of months' time.
Everything you're saying is completely and utterly wrong. I don't know how you'd be 110% single. But look, I'm starting to think that maybe he hasn't found love on the show.
Which would make Maddie...
not yet correct, but heading towards that way. Because, I mean, it hasn't
apology
been.
Accepted.
Okay, let's move on. No, it hasn't finished filming, but I'm just starting to get this vibe because I don't understand. The girls that I would believe would be the final girls there are friends, and I find that a little bit weird.
Uh-huh.
Now, and then I think maybe he's got with his ex.
The reason I think he was single is because I saw on Instagram a girl had written, "I'd like you to get on top of me," and he replied, "Ha ha." Uh-huh. I believe that if you were in a relationship, you wouldn't reply to that comment because it would be upsetting for your partner, so no. You would avoid it.
No, because you've got to remember, they always kiss the girl that loses in the finale of the show. That's going to upset your current girlfriend when you're watching that. I always find that weird. Every single finale
they do. That's for the telly. When you're out in the real world and you're tuning chicks on Instagram.
Well, he's also apparently been liking photos in his ex-girlfriend's Instagram page.
Oh,
apology accepted.
No, I did not say that. They might still just be close.
You even sent me a news.com article that says...
That's not true. That was a private text.
How these clues could reveal the outcome of The Bachelor. And you said, uh-oh, you're right.
No, that was a private text, Manny. You delete
Did
that.
Did you say that in the text? Screenshot it.
I'm not saying it for your reasons. But maybe he does leave single. So you're saying you're right, but not because of your theory.
Yeah.
Crystal in Woodridge, what do you think? Do you know Nick Cummins? Because we did say if anyone knows Nick Cummins, 13, 10, 60.
You there, Crystal? Nah, Crystal's bailed.
Crystal's
she's not interested.
She's the
silence.
One with Nick.
The other thing that's come out just today, and once again, stop beating yourself up. Footage has surfaced of The Bachelor Nick Cummins late at night on the streets of Manly in Sydney. With a mystery brunette.
No, he's allowed to have a friend, and it might be his sister. Have we cut out for
cuddling,
his sister?
Cuddling outside
close
a nightclub at 10 p.m. on Saturday the 8th of September.
Maybe it's a late intruder. Like maybe there's some more intruders to come, so we just haven't seen her on the show.
Does it look like his sister?
No. Well, if that's his sister, there's more questions about that man to be asked.
Okay. She's adopted.
And she's very scantily dressed. It looks like they're leaving the club together.
So his sister's got good legs. She's allowed to wear whatever she wants.
I'm sure she is, but...
They might be cousins, Manny.
Man, that seems worse for him. That does not help the situation.
So come on. Tell me.
What do you got for him?
You've already said sorry, so tell me I'm right.
Did she?
I'm a little bit more concerned about his love life, but I'm not ready to say I'm sorry yet.
You can edit that up.
Do we have a call from someone?
We have a call.
Yeah.
Is it worth taking, though, from the producers? Is it going to give us anything, or are we just going to talk to them for 2 minutes and we get nowhere?
Emma. Hey, Emma. Do you know...
Emma's hung up.
Oh, my God.
What do these girls keep hanging up for?
Maybe they're getting a call from the producers of The Bachelor just on the slide.
Just cutting their lines.
Yeah.
Cutting their lines. Well, 131060 is our number. We'll take your calls anytime. We have to move on. Just let it go, okay? I don't want you...
We're done.
I accept your apology.
I would love it if both of you would let it go, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Never!
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, tomorrow we're playing Alpha Bucks. It's worth $10,000. 7 and 8 o'clock is when we play. This is where we give you the letters to play Alpha Bucks. Now, I've thrown out all of my sheets, so I'm going to look out to the producers right now, and they're going to tell me the letters so you can practice. And we can't hear each other because it's between the glass. So they're going to trace out letter for 7 a.m. with their finger. And I'm going to see if I can guess it. Trace it through the glass. Right. Here she goes. She's doing
A is the first letter. Yeah, that's easy. She's doing capitals. It's Kaz doing it. The next one looks like she is drawing a penis. P for... It is P for penis. Okay, A at 7, P at 8.
For a better way to buy or sell a car, southsideautoauctions.com.au.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Every time we play, it's worth $10,000 cash. 7, 8am, your first shots every morning, then all day until Carrie and Tommy, there's 200 grand on the line in just 1 week. That's how many times we play.
All right, and playing today is Kathy and Griffin. Morning, Kathy. First time on air.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Now, yeah, I know, right? I know. 30 seconds away, you could be $10,000 richer if you answer all 10 of these questions with the letter that Abby will give you. You get 50 bucks for every correct one, so you're going to get some money. And say pass if you don't know, so you've got enough chance to get them all done.
Thank you.
All right.
No! Kathy, your letter this morning is O for origami.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Name a toothpaste brand.
Oral-B.
Name something you need to live.
Oxygen.
Name a male actor.
Orlando Bloom.
Name a delicacy.
Ostrich.
Name a fictional creature.
Pass.
Name something you eat for breakfast.
Oatmeal.
Name a unit of measurement.
Pass.
Name a genre of music.
Opera.
Name a shape.
Octagon.
Octagon after the buzzer.
After the buzzer.
We do have one we need to question, though.
I love me some ostrich.
Do you eat ostrich,
yeah.
Kathy?
Ostrich eggs.
No, I've never tried it.
Ostrich eggs, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, the drumstick is massive. I'm giving it to her. $300.
Yeah, well done.
$300. Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'll go through some of the ones you missed.
You could have oysters instead.
Yeah.
But, ostrich is good.
Yeah, for a lobster tuck into an ostrich. And a fictional creature, you could have had ogre, and a unit of measurement, you could have had an ounce.
Oh, of course.
Alrighty,
oh my God, that's so great. School holidays, yay!
Yeah, there you go. For a better way to buy or sell a car, southsideautoauctions.com.au. Alpha Bucks, back after 9 o'clock. We're going to play all day today. In just 1 week, there is $200,000 on the line. Make sure you play here at Hit 105.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
The mission.
Love that music.
To uncover whether or not this is in fact true.
Every piece of rubbish that Brisbane and the Gold Coast put in their recycling bins ends up at Ipswich landfill, and I can prove it. Yeah.
We've been trying to get spy equipment. We rang a spy shop, and it took a bit of a dark turn.
Hello.
Oh, hi, how are you going? My name's Abby. I'm calling from Hit 105, which is the radio station in Brizzy.
What do you want?
We're wondering if you'd be able to help us, because we did see that you sell some...
Are you okay? Hello, you there?
Oh, my God.
He just hung up.
What the hell was that?
I believe we rang a spy and the you're on air and everyone knows who you are alarm went off and now he's been assassinated.
That's not funny. Look, we made a pact that we were going to find some answers for you, Brisbane. We were going to track down where this recycling is going.
Mm.
And I feel like we've failed you guys at this point because we can't get a GPS tracker that works. And we'll put our hands up and say we need help. We need your help to be better spies.
So we paid $370 for one.
We want our money back.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
And then we were going to get a $700 one.
Yeah.
But then...
We didn't want to spend that much money.
No, because he said it might crush straight away. And we went, oh, well, there's end of year drinks for you guys.
Something that just occurred to me that could help our situation. The very first call we took, the guy said that it happens. And then he said, I can prove it. And we never actually asked him for the proof that he's got about the landfill.
Why didn't we call him back?
Well, because it's more fun to go on our own mission.
Actually, can we call him back?
Because that would be quicker.
Nah,
okay, well, let's
imagine if he goes, I'm Graham Quirk's brother.
actually, that's a very...
Isn't that a good point? It's a good point. Just occurred to me.
But no, moving on to GPS trackers, do you have one? Yeah. Do you have more knowledge or more abilities or maybe a GPS tracker that we could borrow? Would you be able to help us?
Yeah. A spy?
So our GPS tracker does not work.
The SIM card doesn't work.
That's right. We don't want to fork out $700 for another one. So 131060, if you have any sort of device that can be tracked via GPS, can you ring us and can we please have it?
We'll just borrow it.
Well, then there's a chance you're not getting it back.
Just tell us where, because someone said like the kids' watches, you know how you can track your kids?
Yeah. All right, so we put a kid in there.
No, we probably
take the watch off.
Yeah. So 131060, we hope one of you calls with anything. Just any sort of GPS tracker.
Because courier drivers have them.
Do that?
Well, the Domino's guys.
I can track my pizza more than I can do this.
Mm. If you work at Domino's and you can take the little tracker off your pizza tracker, we'll give you a free plug. If it's attached to the bike, we might need to put the entire bike in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, 131060. Do you have a GPS tracker? Otherwise, we cannot finish this investigation.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
On a mission to uncover whether this is true or not.
Every piece of rubbish that Brisbane and the Gold Coast put in their recycling bins ends up at Ipswich landfill, and I can prove it. Yeah.
We tried to get a GPS tracker to put inside a bottle to go in recycling. We spent $370 on it. The GPS tracker.
It doesn't work.
And we want answers for you, Brisbane. And to do that, we need your help because we don't have the capabilities. So do you have a GPS tracker that we could use?
131060.
Josh in Capalabar, do you have a GPS tracker that we could use to track our recycling?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've got a mate that definitely can help you guys out.
Yeah?
He's got one that wraps around the collar of the dog and we go out hunting and take all the pigs and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Up on the screen and you can see how far the dog is away, whatnot like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Five to 10K away.
Right.
Why didn't we think of that?
Well, the only issue there is...
Five or 10Ks, did you say?
Yeah,
we'd have to follow the truck.
And is that illegal?
No. Well, just time-consuming. Yeah.
Plus, I mean, Black Thunders are very conspicuous.
Yeah. Fuel's $1.60 at the moment.
Thank you, though, Josh.
Not a problem, guys. You have a good one, eh?
It's not a no, but it's not a yes.
Josh in Deception Bay, what's your idea?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I've got a GPS tracker. It's actually for a car. Yeah, it's a little thing. It's probably the size of a card, but it's thicker.
Yeah.
And you put a SIM card in it, and just say someone steals your car, you can look it up where your car is.
That's brilliant. So how small? You said it was a little bit over a card.
Like a card.
Yeah, like a bank card size.
Wow.
But it's thicker. Like a tiny bit thicker.
And is it magnetic, is it?
No, it's not magnetic. It's like a little plastic thing, but it also needs a little battery source, so it's got power.
Plastic, it's recyclable.
Yes.
Josh, that's so good. How much was it?
I actually got it given to me from my sister, so I'm quite welcome to give it to you. So.
Oh, re-gifting.
How long's the battery last, do you know?
It depends on what battery, so it wouldn't use much power, so it'll probably last a while.
All right, like it takes like a double A or something, does it?
No, it actually goes to your car battery, but you'd be able to use any source of battery.
Right, okay. Okay.
All right, Josh, you are our front runner at the moment.
Thank you, Josh. We've got Alfred, a good spy name, I would say. What have you got for us?
Hey, mate. Hey, guys.
Good.
I have got about three different ones for you to pick from.
Well.
So I actually own a tracking company, TrackPro, in Logan.
Oh.
So we have three different types of units. So one is a handheld device with a battery. We can basically throw it in anything.
Uh-huh.
I've got a unit slightly larger, which takes about the size of two D-sized batteries.
Uh-huh.
And we can see all sorts of crazy stuff with that. And then we've got another one about the size of an old cassette, a little bit thicker. And that one, same deal. It's got its own power, so we can watch it for a couple of weeks.
Wow. Alfred, that sounds amazing. One issue that we had is that the metal of the truck, some people were saying that once it's in, we won't be able to get that ping from it to know where it is. Is that going to affect any of the GPSs that you have?
Yeah, it should affect slightly. The one that takes a D-size, however, will triangulate using cellular networks.
Right.
So we'll get a rough, an estimation within a few hundred metres where it is.
Wow.
How much do you want for it?
A GPS. Oh, it's yours if I can put a sticker on it.
Oh, yeah, of course he... Yeah.
Of course he can. Yeah.
Deal. Josh, I don't want you to feel left out. We still got you there?
Yep.
We're going to take both, I reckon.
Are we?
Well, yeah, great. Yep.
We've made this mistake once where it didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
Well, we could put them in different trucks too and see if they go to the different places.
Oh, yes. Split up the rubbish.
Yeah.
Alfred, do you sell this to many spies?
I cannot, and I can't confirm that.
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they're any good, he wouldn't know.
Yeah. All right.
Team.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We're back on track.
The mission's back on.
Mission slightly more possible.
Oh. I'm recycling tomorrow.
Oh. Wait,
what?
You're not.
Well, no. What? Did I say something wrong?
Can't put it in your bin now.
Oh.
Can't.
Mm-mm. I'm not recycling tomorrow.
Do they know that you live there? Hmm? They don't know that where she lives.
They can check the files, the rates.
Different surname.
Yeah.
Once again. But my neighbours are.
Well.
Okay, I'm not good at this. I'm going to.
Hey, we need someone who we can anonymously use their recycling tomorrow who does not live in the same street as Abby. 13, 10, 60.
I'm recycling tomorrow.
Shut up.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
School holidays are coming up and you've got to get prepared. And it's hard for a lot of parents out there. For working parents, because you've got to start organising like where a kid's going to go during the school holidays.
Grandma's Tuesday, Auntie Wendy's Wednesday.
Vacation I'll have the care. Friends some days and then I'll have a couple of days off and vacation care's always booked out. And this time I just thought it's just too hard. I let my son organise it.
Oh.
Because he's six.
He's going to Vegas?
He said, I'll go to Nana's. And I said, well, that's great, but she lives in Adelaide. And he goes, yeah, I'll fly there.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And I thought... What age do you have to be before you can fly by yourself?
I don't know. Oh, pretty young.
I think 12, you can go unaccompanied on Jetstar.
Yes. Qantas, I think you can do 5.
But they need, yes. Oh, no, sorry. I mean with no, like you don't even have to book them in.
Oh,
so,
really?
So, yeah, I think 12 from memory. We did it with.
Well, how old was that kid that went to Bali?
But he's going to fly by himself. I booked him in a ticket.
Yeah.
And he's going by himself.
They look after them really well.
They do look after him.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yeah.
But it's just that.
You're worried.
It really breaks my heart to know there's this little kid who's on the flight by himself. And if he wants to go to the toilet, like, who's there? And it's really breaking my heart. And I said to him, like, hun, I'm going to miss you. And he goes, Mum, it's just over a week. I said, okay, that's fine. I understand that. And I said, are you going to miss me? And he said, honestly, no. And I just go, okay.
But he's going to Nana's house, and Nana's house is like going to Disneyland.
It's totally fine. And I'm not okay with it, and he's totally okay with it.
Mm.
And I said, if I cry, he goes, it won't be cool. I said, no worries, I won't cry. That's fine. I've got that. No worries. And he's obviously spoken to his dad about what happens on the flight, so I think he feels a little bit more comfortable with it. And I think we've got different coaching skills that my husband and I have done with him. And I always use the word resilient, and I think he's sick of it. And he's like, Mum, when I go, you just got to be resilient. And I said, no, thank you very much. And I get that.
Do you hate it when they throw it back at you?
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And then I said, like, do you know what happens on board? He goes, yeah, Dad's spoken to me about it. I was like, cool. So you get on board. He goes, I get on board and there's some really nice, good-looking ladies. And I went, is there? And he goes, and they give me lemonade or anything I want. I said, right, okay. So what did Dad say about the ladies? He goes, well, they're all good-looking. I said, do you know what? That's actually quite chauvinistic. And then I was going through the words chauvinistic and stuff like this. And
he's
going
to get the flight with just all gay men now. Yeah. You realize
and I was like, they're not all women. You know, there's guys there and they're not all good-looking, you know, whatever they want to be. And he's like, oh, I know, physical attributes. Like, he goes right into it. And then he goes to me, he did say that Dad said they're not as hot as Mum.
Well done.
Oh, did he say that, did he?
And then there's Scotty standing behind you with a thumbs up going, oh, God,
save.
I'm like, he's six. Yeah. He doesn't care. Don't fill his head with stuff.
Imagine that. The girl comes over to him and goes, excuse me, Finny, would you like a colouring in pack? Yes, I would, hot girl my dad told me about before I got in this flight.
Oh, this kid, there's a huge chance he'll land the plane by the end of the flight.
Oh, I think his dad just told him when he flies without Mum, they get more attention.
Yeah.
That's for, like, dads and for kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you play it up. When you're a dad alone with the kids, you really play it up. Like, here we are on another father-son outing.
Here we go.
What a good dad I am. Right?
Off to the funeral.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's time to look back.
and reflect on today and say what we're thankful and not thankful for.
I got a cab in this morning to work. Just a big night.
Big night, yeah, on the
beach. A few drinks, you know. You gotta be careful if you can drive in the morning, am I right?
Yes. Did you bring your rocker in?
No, we're gonna go to the airport today. But I like having a little bit of a chat with the taxi driver. But I find that my lack of care drops off when he wants to talk about directions the whole way here. You know, when they're like, which way do you go for this way? And you're, I don't know, I just normally go down French Street. Oh, cool. What time do you normally go there? I don't really know. And when should I turn right here? And you're like, directions don't interest me. I'm sorry. Just
I hear what you're saying. You'll have a conversation with someone as long as they're only talking about what you want to talk about.
I brought up The Bachelor. He wasn't interested. I thought it was stupid. Thanks, but no thanks.
You know when you do your hair?
Yeah, girlfriend.
Thanks, sister.
Sure.
And you think, I think I've done it. I think I've got it right. Mm. And then you go out of the house.
And then you realise you didn't put enough gel in.
Yes, and then you drive off in your car, and there's just like, in your peripheral, the top, there's just like one strand of hair.
I think you did that on purpose.
There. No.
There's a very flock of seagulls this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the very thick hair. It's hard to tame.
Very thick. And it's just, you can't get it out of your eyesight now. It's all I see.
I have some product here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, lovely. I might need to borrow some. Yeah. Problem is, though, when you're trying to look at one strand of hair in front of you, you go cross-eyed.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks you're a munter. Thanks.
What?
But no, thanks.
I got by my hair.
Can't tell the difference.
Yes. We are off to the airport today, and I left my booking, because I'm not a regular flyer, I left my booking in the hands of my friend, Abby Jane Coleman.
Terrible carer.
What do you mean?
Apparently, people like you are on the news at the moment.
Apparently, I have special dietary needs.
Yeah, you do.
So I will be getting the fruit platter?
Yes, but only certain fruits, because you're allergic to some.
Have you got me... You've just got me a punnet of strawberries. Are you trying to kill me?
No, no. You can change it if you knew how to do it.
I can't change it. I don't even know where the airport is. Thanks, friend.
That's all right.
But no thanks.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
That's the podcast, everyone. We appreciate you. Make sure you give us a rating, 5-star, 1-star, whatever you want. Just whack in some comments as well. We'll read them out. Thanks very much.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Hit 105.